Today's shir is a Masech to Shulis on Daf Mem Aleph. We will begin on Daf Mem Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara quotes the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Manali Biyotcha, Ein Lach Biyadi Potter. If Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you owe me a mana, which I lent you, and Shimon responds that you never lent me anything, he's Kaifer HaKoil, so the din is, he is Potter. Amar Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman, umeshbiyin oisoi shvuas heses. Although the Mishnah is telling us that he is potter because he's a kaifer hakoil, but yet, mid rabbanan, we give him a shvuas heses. Now Rashi further on daf mem ches amud beis, four lines from the bottom of the amud, divri amaschel hashar, says Rashi, ukeshenishnis zu bimeat hanoyim. When this Mishnah was learned in the days of the Tanoim, Adayin lo tiknu Shvuas Heses. The Shvuas Heses, the Shvua de Rabbanan that Rav Nachman is speaking about over here, was not yet Nesaken. Ki bimei Rav Nachman tiknu. They constructed this Shvua mid Rabbanan in the days of Rav Nachman, post Mishnah. So it comes out that when the Mishnah says, Potter, it means not only is a kaifer hakoil potter midaraisa, but he's even potter midarabbanan in the time of the Mishnah. It was only after the Mishnah that Rav Nachman was mesakin this shvuas heses. What does the word shvuas heses mean? On this, we have many meforshim. We'll just mention two of them. Rashi here tells us that it means shesamu chachamim alav shvua, kemoi, as we find in Sefer Shmuel, the chachamim place, they imposed, heses comes from the word imposition, they imposed a shvua on the kaifer hakol, as we find in Shmuel Aleph, per chavav, pasuk yates, and Rashi quotes the pasuk, im Hashem, hesischa bi, David HaMelech was saying to Shaul, why do you have this hatred for me? Perhaps it's coming from Hashem. Hashem imposed this hatred from you onto me. And that's how Rashi there in Shmuel explains it. Kol hasasa lashon suma. It's an imposed hatred that David HaMelech was speaking about. However, the Metzudas Tzion there in Shmuel says that this word hasischa, the Lashon of Heses that we're speaking about, is Milashon Hasasa Upitui. And Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Hei Amid Aleph also writes that Shvuas Heses is Shvua Sheisisu Chacham Lekachla Asisoi Lahoidais. And Lachara Rashi is in Bava Metzia is speaking about, like we find by a Mesis Umadir, someone who incites someone else, convinces someone else to serve Avodah Zarah. So the same thing, the Chachamim were inciting the Kofar HaKol to admit the truth, and therefore they gave him the Shvua Mid Rabbanan to admit, if he in fact swears, then that will be a proof that he's saying the truth, that he owes nothing. But if he really owes the money, then the Shvua will force him, will incite him to tell the truth. Now, let us see why in fact Rav Nachman imposed this Mishnah, even though when the Mishnah said Potter, it meant it's Potter Midaraisa, Potter Midarabbanan. Rav Nachman, after the Mishnah says, he still gets a Shvua Midarabbanan. My time, it says the Gemara, Chazaka Ein Adam Teveya Elim Kein Yesh Loi Olav. Because we have a Chazaka that the Reuven would not demand from Shimon payment unless, in fact, Shimon had borrowed money and he owes money to Reuven. And that's why the Chachamim imposed or incited Shimon to admit that he owes the money. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, we have a different Chazaka. Chazaka ein adam meis panav mifnei bal chayvoy. It must be that the Kaifer HaKol Shimon is telling the truth, because if in fact Reuven had lent him the money, it is human nature that a person doesn't have the chutzpah in the face of the malva, who has just done him a toiva, to pay back that toiva with a ra. And therefore, if he's saying, no, you never lent it to me, it must be the truth, because he wouldn't have the audacity to tell Reuven to his face that you didn't give me any money, you didn't lend me any money. So Rav Nachman explains, no. In his mind, he knows he owes the money. How could he say that I don't owe you any money? He is temporarily evading Reuven de Malva. He says, Savar, he thinks to himself, he rationalizes, Ad Havali, until I get some money together, I don't have the money right now, until I scrape it together, Uparanole, and I will be able then to pay the money to the Malva. So, therefore, Rav Nachman says, the Rabbanan imposed this Shvuas Heses, because they were afraid that even by a Kaifer HaKoyel, he will rationalize, and therefore the Shvua would force him either to swear if it was really the truth, or to admit that he was lying, and to admit that he really owed the money to the Malva. Tosfos here in Divrei Maskil, Adarab Einodim, may is asked from a Gemara that we have in Bav Metzia, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, and likewise we have it right here in this Perek, on the Mem Beis Amid Beis, the second line on top of the Amid. Let's look at the Gemara together. The Amar Rabba, Mibnei Ma, Amar Taira, Maida, Mixis, Hatayni, Yishava, and we're going to learn this Gemara. The way Tosfos in Bava Metzia Daf Gimel learns it, that the Gemara is asking, why does a Maida be Mixis? If Reuven says, you owe me 1,000, and Shimon answers back, I only owe you 500, he's Maida be Mixis. The halacha is Maida be Mixis has to swear. And the Gemara's kasha is, why don't we believe a motive of mixes with a migui, he could have said kaifer akoil. Let's believe that he's saying the truth, because if he was a liar, he could have lied better. He could have said kaifer akoil. So it would seem to indicate that he's saying the truth. So the answer is, it's not a migui, the way Tosfos learns in Bava Metzia. Because we have a chazaka, ein adamei is part of bnei bal chayvoi, that he wouldn't have the audacity to lie in the face of the Malva. And therefore, if Midaraisa, on the Daraisa level, if he would say Kaifra Koil, that Chazak is in his favor, and that's why he's Potter, because it must be saying the truth. He wouldn't have the audacity to lie. On the other hand, what do you want to say? Might have been Mixer should be believed with a Migui. He could have said Kaifra Koil. No, it's not a Migui. He would never say Kaifra Koil. So, the Gemara continues, Vahai Bekulaboy Delichbere, that really this person doesn't have money and he would want to be Kaifer HaKoil in the case of Moed B'Mixes. Vahai Deloy Kafre, why didn't he deny the entire loan? Why did he admit 50%? Mishum, the ANMA is part of Nei Bal Chayvei. Because he doesn't have the audacity to say, you did me a favor the other week to lend me the money, I don't have the audacity to say now that I don't owe you anything. So if so, why doesn't he admit on the whole loan? So the Gemara says, we say the following, but Kulaboy Deloidele, we suspect that really, if he had money, he would admit to Reuven, you did me a favor, of course I want to pay back the full $1,000. V'hai Deloidele, why didn't he admit to the full $1,000? Why did he only admit to 500? Ishtamutik u'mishtamut menei, because he's temporarily evading him. Sover, he rationalizes, ad dahavali zuzir peranele, until I scrape together some money, and then I'll pay him. Meanwhile, I'll stall for time, and I'll say, I only owe you 500, so I'm gaining that I just have to pay you now 500, and when I'll get the money together, I'll say to Reuven, oh yeah, I remember now that I really owed you 1,000, here's the other 500. So that is the way Tosfos learns the rationale of Moed B'Mixes, the Shvua that we find in the Torah. The purpose of the Shvua is that if he would want to rationalize and stall for time, the Shvua forces him, if you're going to go with this approach, we're going to force you to swear, and you are not going to want to be over on a Shvua, this will force you to admit that you really owe 1,000, not just 500. So what Tosfos here in Divrei Maskil Adarab is asking, that in our Gemara we see that what happened in the time of Rav Nachman, as the Meforshim explain, that Rav Nachman saw that people were stalling for time, even with Kaifer HaKoil. Even because the chazak of Einon Amei is part of Nebal Chayvay, they began to rationalize temporarily, I do have the chutzpah to say that you never lent me any money, because I know when I scrape the money together, I get the full 1,000, I'll go over to you and I say, oh yeah, now I remember that you did lend me the 1,000, here's the 1,000. So the person doesn't feel it's such a chutzpah if temporarily he will be kaifer akoil. So when Rav Nachman saw that, he introduced the shuas hesis of kaifer akoil. So Taisus now is asking the kasha, Taisus lishitase, that learns the whole Indian over there in Bava Metzia. As Migrid, other Rishonim learn differently, but Taisus, who's learning that the Gemara's kasha was, why doesn't he have a Migrid? Of Moedim and Mixus has a Migui of Kaifer Kol. And the answer is that Kaifer Kol is not a Migui because Einot Amei is part of Nebal Chayvoy. Taisus says, now that you're telling me that both by Moedim and Mixus there is the Lumdis of Ishtamuti Kam Ishtamit, and there's Ishtamuti Kam Ishtamit by Kaifer Kol as well, and that a person won't consider it a chutzpah to deny everything temporarily while he's scraping the money together, and that's why Rav Nachman made the shvua. So now my question comes back, why doesn't he have a migui? Let me believe every might have been mixas, because if he was a liar, he could have lied and said kaifer akoil. If he's anyway in the mode of ishtamuti kam ishtamit, he could have ishtamuti kam ishtamit with a kaifer hakoil rationale. On that, Tosfos answers, no. It's still easier to be ishtamuti kam ishtamit by saying that I admit at least I owe you 500. So I don't feel so guilty to say the other 500 I don't owe you, and meanwhile I'm stalling till I scrape the money together, and then I'll pay you and I'll tell you I remember, yeah, Itaka wasn't 500, it was 1,000. What do you want to say? As a migui, he could have made the ishtamuti kam ishtamit on kaifer kol. That's still much harder in your face to say that you never lent me a dime. I don't owe you anything. That even though people do it, and that's why Reb Nachman instituted the shuas hesses. But you can't say that he has a migui might have been mixes, because he could have said kaifer kol, because still, even if he would rationalize with might have been mixes, he wouldn't go all the way to be kaifer kol, and therefore it's not a migui. So explains Taisus here in the sugya. Now we go back to the Gemara, five lines from the bottom of the Amid Teda. I'll bring you a raya that we say this svara of ishtamute kam ishtamet. The Amar Rav Yeribar Avin Amar Rav Chizda Hakayfer b'mil v'kashul eidus. If somebody denies a loan, and eidim say that we saw that there was a loan, this will not make him possible eidus. There are two things that can make him possible eidus in this seer here, in this case. One is if he swore that he didn't owe them the money. And Rashi says it's speaking about that the eidim came before he swore, because if he swore falsely, then he's a chosh, he is a choshed of speaking falsely about the loan. And therefore he's chashed to say eidus. He would be posel eidus. It's speaking here, he didn't swear falsely. However, there's something else that can make him posel, even if he didn't swear falsely. But the mere fact that he's suspected of lying, even if he didn't come to swear, but he's chashed, he's suspected. And if he's suspected of saying a lie, then he wouldn't be a good eidus because he's a chashid. So on the chashid part, we say that if he was a kaifer milvah, he's kashul eidus. And what's the rationale? Like we said before, because he's the only ishtamut to come ishtamut. He doesn't mean to actually deny that a loan took place, but rather, as Rashi says to Svara, that he's not a chashid because milvah loitzon nitnu. That when you give somebody money, you know he's going to spend it. So therefore, what happened was he spent the money, which he was entitled to. That's why he took the loan. And now he has to scrape the money together. He doesn't have the money, and therefore he's stalling. So that itself doesn't make him a chashid that he's, when it comes to testimony, that he's going to give false testimony. However, continues the Rav Chizda, the pekodin posel la'edis, if he's kaifer in a pekodin, then in fact he is posel la'edis. And Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Bava Metzia that it's speaking about that the Eidim came and said that at the time when he said he didn't have this Pekodin, he had it. We saw that he had it. Eina chanami, the halacha will be that if the Eidim don't know if he had There were no edim that he had the pekudin at the time when he said, I didn't have the pekudin. So it could be that he lost it and he again was stalling for time till he would find it. That's why, meanwhile, in his stalling tactic, he said, I never got the pekudin from you. So that, in that case, he would also not be posel le'edus. But here he's posel le'edus because at the moment that he said, I don't have the pekudin, I never got a pekudin from you, at that moment, the edim say, we saw it in your house that you do have it. So the im kain, then you're a chasher, that you're a liar. You wanted to keep this for yourself. You didn't have a rationale that you were trying to find it, that you were trying to scrape money together because you didn't have the money right now. So then you're a real chasher that you're going to lie, and therefore you are postulated. Tysus here at the bottom, Tysus Divrei Masa B'Pekudin, at the last few words says that by milva, he says, afilu nakat le biyade, zuzi kasher, the milva loitzanit, vahu shema tzar chlamoiz. That in the case of milva, even if Adam would come and say that we saw the original money that you loaned to him was in the same envelope that, and it was marked money, we know it's the money that you lent to him, and he had it in his house at the moment that he said he never got the loan, he would still be kosher leidus, because since the purpose of a loan is that you should spend it, it could be that even though he had not yet spent it, he still needed that money to be spent. And therefore, again, he was thinking that this is money I'm going to spend, and I don't know yet a method of repaying it quickly, so I will stall. So by milva, since it's lights on nitnu, we don't say he's a chashid. So we see from this halacha of Rav Chisda the difference between a milva and a pekudin. We see the concept of ishtamuti kamishtamit. Says the Gemara further, Rav Chaviva Masnei Sefer, Rav Chaviva learns this halacha of Rav Nachman, that we are meshbiya shvus hes, is not on the reish of the Mishnah, but on a later case in the Mishnah. Monali biyotcha, Reuven comes to Shimon and said, I lent you $1,000. Omer lehein, he said, yes, you're right, you did. Lamacha the next day, Omer leitnuli, you owe it to me, give it to me, pay me back. Shimon answers Reuven, asativ loch, I paid you back already. So the Mishnah says, Potter, he's a case of a kaifer a koil. And again, we say that he wouldn't have the chutzpah to do such a thing. To say I repaid you when he really didn't, and therefore he's potter. Rav Nachman and that halacha, Rav Nachman said that after the Mishnah, post Mishnayis, Rav Nachman and his bezdin, they instituted, they imposed a shuas hesses. Mashbi and I say shuas hesses. So Mandit Masni Aresh, the one who learns Rav Nachman Shvuas Heses on the Resh of the Mishnah Koshkan Seifa. So certainly on the Seifa, where, as we're going to see on the next Amid, there's an Indian of Dror de Mamona, we see there's a connection. In the first case, he is totally Kaifra Kol. You never lent me the money. In the second case, yes, you lent me the money, but I tell you the next day I paid it back. So here already, we're suspicious. You admit that there was a loan. You admit you have a connection to this $1,000. And you're telling us you paid it back. If you have to swear in the first case, you certainly have to swear in the case of Dror and Mina of the Seifa. As we go to Daf Mem, Aleph Amid Alpha, Manda Masel Seifa, the one who learns Rav Nachman's halacha Shuas Heses on the Seifa, Hacha, here in the Seifa, who the Ika Dror and Mina. That's where Rav Nachman came along and said that you have to swear Shuas Heses because of Dror and Mina. Aval Hasam, but in the ratio where he outright, flatly disagreed and denies that there was a loan, the Lekka Dror de Mamina Loi, then Rav Nachman would not have said his din, there is no Shuas Heses. Now the Gemara apparently knew that even though we have this concept of Shuas Heses, which was instituted by Rav Nachman, and we have a Moida B'Mixas, which is a Shua Deraisa, there is a difference between a Shua Derabana and a Shua Deraisa. My Ikka being Shua Deraisa and Shua Derabana. What, in fact, the Gemara asks, is the difference between a Shua Deraisa and a Shua Derabana? What halachic ramifications are there that separate a Shua Deraisa from a Shua Derabana? So the Gemara gives various terutzim. Ikka Benayu, the first chilek, what the Gemara suggests, is Mepach Shvua. As Rashi explains, if the Nitva said to the Toivea, Hash Bevatul, you swear and take. I don't want to swear that I'm Potter. I want you to swear that and then take it. So it depends if it's a din, a shuah deraisa or a shuah derabanan. Bidder Raisa Lamachina Shvua. If you're Mechuiv by Moedah B'Mixas, a Shvua that you only owe him 50% and you don't owe him the rest, so Lamachina Shvua, you can't say, you don't have the option, let the other one, the Malva should swear, the Tevei should swear, and he should take. You're Mechuiv to swear. If you don't swear, Mitachshani Yachalish B'Misham, you have to swear. You have to pay. But Bidder Rabbanon, but if it's a Shvua's Heses of Rab Nachum and Rabbanon, then Mavchina, then you have the right to tell the Toiveya, you swear and take. Ask the Gemara, the Marbar of Ashi, according to Marbar of Ashi, the Omar, whose Shita is, the Bitter Rice, and Namim of Chinishvua, that by Din the Rice, we also are Mapich the Shvua. We transfer the Shvua over, we reverse it to the Toiveya. Even by Adin Daraisa, so by the way, the Rabbeinu Hananel brings down here that there, that Bechol Hashas, we always passing like Mar Bravashi. There are two cases where we don't passing like Mar Bravashi. One of those two cases is this halacha. We passing like the Rabbanan, that bit of Raisa loy mafchin and Shvua. We don't, reverse the Shvua to the Tevea. But Mar Bravashi Shita, which we don't passing like, is mafchin and Shvua even by the Raisa. If so, Ma'ayika ben Daraisa Rabbanan. There has to be, the Gemara knew that there was a chilik between a Shvua, the Raisa, and the Rabbanan. What is the chilik? According to Mar Bravashi, Ika benai, the difference is Meches lenichse. If he says, I'm not swearing, I'm not paying, tough luck, what do we do? Do we go down by force the Bezdin to his property and take his property away and give it to the Malva or not? Bitter Rice and Achsin Lenichse. By Ashua the Rice, if he refuses to swear or to pay, we go down, we're Yoril and Nechas, we take it away. Bitter Rabbanim, it's Ashua's Hesus, Bitter Rabbanim. Loin Achsin Lenichse, we will not go down to his property and take it, and Einachanami, he won't swear, and he won't have to pay since the Hoshua is only a din to Rabbanim. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi to Amar. Bidu Rabbanan Nami Nachsin Lenechseh. We find in a Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi Shita is that even by Din by Shua the Rabbanan, if he doesn't want to swear or pay, that we go down and we forcibly make him pay from his Nechassim. What is the chilek between a derais or a bana? How do we know this is Rabbi Yosef Shita? This time we learned on a Mishnah. Metzias cher sheyot v'katan, a cher sheyot v'katan who found a metzias yesh behem mishum gezel. So there is a halacha of gezel, and there is protection to the cher sheyot v'katan to take this metzias, even though they can't make kinyanim. The cheresh ein shmeiv ein medaber, he has a din like a shaita, so, and a cotton is the same thing, that has no kinyanim, and legally one could really take it away from the cheresh shaita of a cotton, what he found a metziah. But no, there's gezel ne darkei shalom, because we don't want to get into fights with the cheresh shaita of a cotton, with their families, therefore there is a gezel midrabbanan because of darkei shalom. Rabbi Yosi Amar, no, it's not just darkei shalom, but gezel gomer. It's gezel gomer. Vamar of chizda. What do we mean by gezel gomer midrabbanan? We don't mean gezel gomer midrabbanan. So we mean it's only gezel midrabbanan. So lemay nafke mina. What is the difference if you call it a gezel midrabbanan because of darkei shalom or gezel gomer midrabbanan? They're both midrabbanan. Lemay nafke mina says the gemara light tzioi b'dayanan. If it's only darkei shalom gezel, which is not such a severe gezel. So then, if somebody took it, Bezdin would not forcibly take it away from that person and give it back to the Cher Shait of a Katan. However, if it's a Gezel Gomer Midivrayim, then Bezdin would forcibly take it away and give it back to the Cher Shait of a Katan. So we see that by Gezel Gomer Midirabbanan, the din is that Bezdin is Yarid Lenichste. They go down and they take it away. So Rabbi Yossi Shita is there's no enough community between Derisa and Rabbanan. By Gezel Gomer Midirabbanan has a din of a Derisa, and we go down and force them to give it back. So my Yekabain Derisa the Rabbanan, what difference is there now, according to Rabbi Yossi, between a Shulah Derisa or Shulah Derabbanan? The Gemara answers, that is a third chilek, Shekinegdai. The Kinegdai, the opposite party, the opposite litigant, referring to the Nitva, if he is Choshed al Shvua, he's the one who's supposed to swear. In the case of Moedah B'Mixas, he's supposed to swear. But he is a person that we have from prior instances, a Cheshad, that he will not swear truthfully. And therefore, he cannot swear. So the question is, Do we now flip the Shvua to the Toveya and make him swear where the Nitva cannot swear because he's a Choshet? So, Avchinen Lei, Bitter Raisa Shekinag the Choshet Shvua, if the Nitva is Choshet and we don't trust him for swearing truthfully, Avchinen Lei Shvua. We reverse the Shvua, Visamu Aedech, and we give it on the Toveya and we tell him, you swear and you take. But Bitter Rabbanon, we wouldn't do that. Why wouldn't we do that if he was a Choshet and a Shvua to Rabbanon to flip it over to the Toveya that he should swear and take? Because the whole Shvuas has this, in our case over here, over Rab Nachman, is a Takanti. This was a Takan of the Chacham. And now you want to make a second Takana that in the case where he's a Choshet on the Shvua, the Toveya should receive the Shvua by reversal, by flipping it over to him. That's another Takana. U'takantul u'takantul avdinan. We don't do two Takanas. We only do one Takana, and that will be the Nafkamina between a Deraisa and a Rabbanan. By Deraisa, it will be reversed to the Toveya if the Nitva is a Choshet. By the Rabbanan, it will not be reversed because the Rabbanan only instituted one Takana. They didn't do it similar to Xera. We're not Geyser, Xera on Xera. The same thing when the Rabbanan instituted a Takana, they didn't make it a double Takana, one on top of the other. Ask the Gemara further. Well, the Rabbanan, the Pligal, the Rabbi Yossi, according to the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yossi, the Amru. We learned before that they hold. There's a difference in the Rais or the Rabbanan. That by a Shvua the Rabbanan, if he doesn't want to swear or pay, we would not go down to take over his property by force. May Avdin Leih. So what power does Bezin have if he refuses to listen to Bezin? He doesn't want to swear. He doesn't want to pay. So what power, if he can't go down to his Nechasim, what power do he have? The Gemara answers, the Rabbanan still have a power. What is it? Bezin has a power. Shamtin Leih. We put him in excommunication. We put him in Chayrim, and that will force him to pay up. Omar Le Ravin Ravashi said to Ravashi, hi, you're telling me that that's not considered. This is going according to Rabbanan who say, but Rabbanan loy nachsin on this. You don't go down. What do? You give him a chayrim, an excommunication forever. There's no greater nachsin l'nichse than that. There's no greater pressure, no greater social pressure and force to be forever excommunicated. You know what it's like? Nakte bekufse, you're holding on to his hanging private parts, to his testicles, which Rashi says, kol dover hatoli b'mechuber kor le kufsa. Anything that's hanging in an attached item, that's called a kufsa. So you're holding on to that, and the najvikei leglima, you want to get a cloak from him, so give it up. Meanwhile, you're holding on to the kufsa. That there's no greater nachsina lenichse. There's no greater forcibly going down to his property than that. If it's a forever chayrim, the nishbeke leglima hu. There's no greater case than that. Ella mayav dinalei. You know what we do to him. What do we do to him? Omar Leih, Mishamtin Leih Adamati Zman Nagdei. Rashi brings down that Rav said that Rav Manget, he would give Malkus, Aman Demashi Shamte the Rabbana Olat Tlosin Yom. If 30 days the Rabbana have put you in Cherub, and you haven't tried in any way to make up with the Bezdin to get out of that excommunication, then at the end of 30 days you get Malkus. But once you get Malkus, the case is closed. You've received your punishment, and the excommunication, the cherem, is finished. So, Mela, says the Gemara, v'nagdinale, we give him Malkus if 30 days elapsed and he didn't try to get out of the cherem, v'shafkinale, and then we leave him alone. In other words, that's not called nachsele nichse, that's not called that we went down by force and we went to his property. Because he has the option, he can think, let me get Malkus, and then I'm back to normal. So that's not called a pressure that is impossible and would be considered going down by force to his property. And that's what the power that the Rabbanan would have. It's not a full power of forcing him, but on the other hand, it is some pressure that perhaps he will either swear or pay. But it's not a total pressure that the Rabbanan say. It's not considered being Yoyred L'Nechasov. Before we go on to the next sugya, I think it's important to point out what Tosfos says in the second Tosfos, Divrei HaMashchil, Mai Ikka Bein Shvuah D'Oraisa L'Shvuah D'Rabbanan, where Tosfos brings a stira in Rashi concerning a Shvuah D'Rabbanan, whether it requires a Nikitas Chafetz. We know that by a Shvuah D'Oraisa, the person has to hold in his hand when he is making the Shvuah a Sefer Torah. That's part of the process of making the Shvuah. And Rashi seems to contradict himself whether that's nogea by a Shvuah D'Rabbanan. Tosfos says that from our sugya, it is clear that even by a D'Rabbanan, one would require a Nikitas Chafetz, because the Gemara here is asking, Mai Ikka, Bein Shvuah D'Oraisa Shvuah D'Rabbanan, and the Gemara gives several nafkaminas. The Gemara should have given a very simple nafkamina. By a Shvuah D'Oraisa, you need a Nikitas Chafetz, and by a Shvuah D'Rabbanan, you do not need a Nikitas Chafetz. Therefore, it would seem clearly from our Gemara that a Nikitas Chafetz is mechuyev even by a Shvuah D'Rabbanan, and that's why the Gemara here did not make that nafkamina, because there is no nafkamina legabi that halacha. And that's why the Gemara tries to find other nafkaminas. L'chaira, this is a very stark araya that even by a Shvuah D'Rabbanan and Nikitas Chafetz is required. Continues the Gemara, Amrav Papa Haiman da Apik Shtar al Chaveri, someone who produced the shtar against his friend, Va'amar le Shtar Peruahu, and his friend said that this shtar has already been paid up. You kept the shtar after I paid up the loan. Amrina Leisa Bezdin says to the Nitva Lav Kol Kaminach, you are not believed. Since he's producing a valid shtar, you're not believed to say that it's a shtar perua. Zil Shlim, go and pay him. But v'im omer l'shtabeli, if the Nitva said to Bezdin, I want the Toveya, the Malva, to swear to me that I did not repay the loan, Amrin and Lei, we say to the Toveya Ishtabale that you do have to swear. Now, previously we mentioned from the Rabbeinu Chananel, in the Machlokas that we had between the Rabbanan and Mar Barav Ashi, whether by a Shvuah D'Oraisa you can reverse the Shvuah from the Nitva to the Toveya, where Mar Barav Ashi says that even by a Shvuah D'Oraisa, not only by a Shvuah D'Rabbanan, Mafchin and Shvuah. And on this, Rabbeinu Chananel said that this is one of the two places in Shas where we don't paskin like Mar Barav Ashi, we paskin like the Chachamim, that you cannot reverse a Shvuah to the Toveya. However, Tosfos here in Divrei HaMashchil, Mar Barav Ashi, the Omar B'Rais Namim Afchinen brings down that the Ravon and Rabbeinu Gershom or Agoyla and Rav Haigoin, they all bring a rhyme from the Gemara that we have just learned, that the halacha is like Mar Barav Ashi. Because in our Gemara, we see that the Nitva, the Loiva, has a koach to be Mechayiv, the Toveya, to swear, even where the Toveya has a Tvias Mamon. He has a clear-cut accusation and claim against the Nitva that you owe me money based on this valid shtar. And yet the Nitva can force the Toveya to swear. So certainly where the Toveya only has against the Nitva a Shvuah, like in the case of Moda B'Miktas, he's Chayav a Shvuah, certainly the Nitva can reverse the Shvuah from himself and say that the Toveya should have to swear. If he can make the Toveya swear when the Toveya has a valid Tviya of Mammon, he can certainly make the Toveya swear where the Toveya has only a Tviya that the Nitva should swear. The Nitva has the ability to reverse it to the Toveya. So bring these Rishonim Araya from our Gemara. However, Tosfos, in that same Tosfos, in the first wide line in Tosfos, says that it may have nothing to do with the previous machlokas between Mar Barav Ashi and Chachamim. You cannot bring a rhyme from here that we paskin like Mar Barav Ashi against the Rabbeinu Chananel, Why? Because it could be Lashon of Tosfos in the middle of the first wide lines. Vadi tiknu rabbanim mishum deshchicha. The misrami zimnin tova the basa the para yishtar yishtar be yidei. The rabbanim made a special takana over here that the tovei has to swear because very often the malva will not return the shtar to the loiva. That happens very often. Tosfos brings a raya from a gemara, and that's why they made the special takana that the nitva can make the tovei swear that this shtar was not paid. It could be, though, that in the Machlokes Marbar Vashi and the Chachamim, the Rabbeinu Chananel is correct, that we don't paskin like Marbar Vashi, that you can reverse the Shvua to the Toveya. Continues the Gemara, Omer le Rav Acha Breda Rav le Rav Ashi, Uma ben zele pegam eshtaroi. Before we understand Rav Acha Breda Rav's question to Rav Ashi, we have to understand the case of pegam eshtaroi. Rashi tells us that this is based on the Mishnah in Ksuba Stav Pei Zayin. Let's read the Lashon of the Gemara that, and the Mishnah there that Rashi brings down in Divrei HaMaskil v'chi ma ben zeh. So the Mishnah says, HaPegam es ksuba so le sifra el b'shvua. If someone impaired her shvua, she can only get paid on her ksuba based on her shvua. Kate said, what's the case? If in the ksuba it says that she is owed 1,000 zuz, the hu amar, and the husband says, is kabal to ksuba ascha, your ksuba sech, you have received, I gave you full payment of the 1,000 zuz. Vehi oimaris, and the wife says, loy his kabal ti alamana, I only received the mana. So the din is, hoilu moides bimana, since she admits that this shtar is not valid for the full 1,000. It's only valid for 900. Pegemis as shtar ksubasa. She is impairing the validity of her shtar ksuba. V'leisiv for hashar ela b'shvua. And therefore, she can only collect the remaining 900 if she swears, because we're worried. The lekla mitzvah su ashtara. We're worried that we cannot rely on the shtar. The igla member, we could say tvei kibla. Maybe if she got 100, maybe she got 500. Maybe she got the whole 1,000. Therefore, she has to swear. So now we know the case of pegam eshtara. And now Rav Acha Breda Rav asks Rav Ashi, if you're telling me that when somebody has a shtar, the nitva can make the teveya swear that this shtar wasn't paid up, although the teveya is saying you owe me the whole 1,000 zuz that are written in the shtar. He's not pegam the shtar in any way, and yet you make him swear before he can collect. So what difference is there between this case and the case of Poygim Ksuba, where the woman, the Teveya, has to make a shvua to collect the remaining 900 when she admits that 100 zuz was already paid? We would think that our case is a stronger case than the case of Poygim Ksubasa, and yet in both cases you're telling me that the Teveya, in the case of the ksuba, the woman, and in the case of the halva, the malva, in both cases they have to swear. So in what way is our Gemara stronger if in both cases they have to swear? So the Gemara says, no, there is a strength in our case over the case of Pergamas ksuba. Amar Leh, he answered, Hosim over there by Pergamas, Afal gav deloiton iu tanin le'anat. The husband says, I paid the whole thing. The wife says, no, you only paid 100. So let's say the husband doesn't say anything further. Bezdin, even though he didn't say anything more than that, Bezdin says to the woman, oh, now that you admitted that you got 100 paid, you're not able to collect the remaining 900 unless you swear. But hocha, in our case, Amrinan lays zil shlumli. Initially, we tell the loive, go pay. The malva has a good shtar. V'itorn v'amr shtabali. However, if on his own volition, the loiva will say to the malva, the nitan will say to the tevei, I want you to swear. Then Amrin lezel ishtabali. Then we tell the tevei you have to swear. But if the loiva doesn't say that to the malva, Bezdin does not come to the rescue of the loiva and force the teveya to swear. It's only if the loiva insists that the teveya will swear, because in this case, the teveya has a better claim, because he's saying that nothing of the shtar was repaid. And then the Gemara says another halacha, the Itzur Mid Rabbanan, who if the Teveya is a Talmud Chacham, loy mesh bin alay, then we don't want to show that we suspect that he is saying a lie. He claims that nothing was paid. So then the Nitva cannot make the Toveya swear. Amar le Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, Tzurmid Rabbanim Mishalav Glima De Inshi. Are you telling me just because it's a Talmud Chacham, if really there is a Chi of Shua here, are you telling me that a Talmud Chacham, because he's a Talmud Chacham, he can remove, he can strip away the cloak from people? If there's a Chi of Shua here, then we shouldn't show preference to a Talmud Chacham either. He should have to swear as well. Ella, the Gemara says, you know what we do with a Talmud Chacham? Loim is that Kinele Ladina. We don't get involved in the whole din. On the one hand, we are not Mechayiv and Meshua because we don't want to show that we're Chayshid that a Talmud Chacham would say a lie. On the other hand, since he's Mechayiv to swear, he takik, if he doesn't want to swear, he won't be able to collect. We protect the loiva. We don't let the Malvid Talmud Chacham strip away with the cloak without swearing. But we don't tell the Talmud Chacham you have to swear. If he doesn't want to swear, he doesn't collect either. But we're not going to go ahead and tell him that we suspect he's lying and make him make a shua. Continues the Gemara to explain the next case in the Mishnah, Manuli Biyotcha. So we begin with a machloikis. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav Asi, Hamavas Chaver Be'edim, Tzarech Lefar Be'edim. If Reuven did not trust Shimon when he loaned him money, and he insisted that Edom witnessed the halva, which shows some mistrust, that he's worried that the loiva will later say, I never got the money. Hamavas chaver be'edim. So even though he didn't say anything, but implicit in that act was tzarech lefar be'edim, according to Rav Asi, that when the loiva is going to repay the loan, he must repay it with Edom, because he sees that the malva doesn't trust him, and therefore, implicit in that initial act that the halva is in front of Edom, it meant that you are going to have to pay me with Edom, because I don't trust you. If you later will say that I paid, I want you to bring Edom. But Kamri to Kamei to Shmuel, when I said this, halach in front of Shmuel, Amar Li, he told me, Yochel Amar Li, the loiva can say to the malva, Paraticho, I paid you, Bifnei, Ploinu, Ploini, I paid you in front of Reuven and Shimon, that person and that person, Vahochel Amar Li, they went to the Medinas Hayam, and he doesn't have to present to Edom. He's believed to say that it was done in front of Edom. According to Rav Asi, he must produce those Edom, who will testify that it was paid in front of Edom. However, according to Shmuel, it's enough. He's believed to say that I did pay in front of Edom. However, they went to the Medina Seyyam. Now, Wamshad and Taisus says that he's only believed like this. Let's say he says, I paid you privately. According to Shmuel, that will not work either. Shmuel will admit that if he doesn't even claim that he paid in front of Edom, that he will have to pay again in case he already paid. However, the Rajba says that once we say, according to Shmuel, that he's believed to say, I paid you in front of Edom, and they went to Medina Seyyam, he's also believed to say, I paid you privately without Edom, with a migoy that he could have said, I paid you in front of Edom and went to the Medina Seyyam. Even though the Lashon of Shmuel is that we're speaking about only I paid you in front of Edom and they went to Medina Seyyam, the Rajba says, who would then, if he says I paid you privately and he has a migoy? It's none. We learned in our Mishnah, Manuli Biyotcha, Amar Lehein. So he said, yes, you lent me a mana. Lamacher, the next day, the malva said to the loiver, I'm a loy tnuli, pay me up. And the loiver answered back, nesativ loch, I gave it to you, which the loshen of the nesativ loch would be mashma. I gave it to you in private. He doesn't say, I gave it to you in front of Edom. Potter. So the loch is that he is potter. He's a koi for a koil. He's potter. As Rashi points out, the only thing he's chayv, as we learned previously in the sugya from Rav Nachman, he'll be chayv mid rabbanon a shuas Hesses. But otherwise, he does not have to repay. He doesn't have to make a shuah deraisa, only a shuah hesses. Vahacha, in this case, kiven de tava be'edim, as we've learned before, since the tviya was done in front of Edom, why did he claim his loan for repayment in front of Edom? Because otherwise, if the loiva says, yes, I borrowed money from you, he could later tell the malva, oh, I was just joking around. But once the malva comes with Edom, who can testify that he admitted, Ede Oido, you admitted in front of us that you took a loan, kiven de tava be, there are Edom established there, and therefore the Gemara says, Kivin the Tavib Edom, since he made the claim in front of Edom, when the Leiva made the confession that yes, the admission that yes, he owes the money to the Malva, Kimandu Usri Edom. So the Gemara makes a jump that Ede Hoido will have the same halach as Ede Halvo. Kimandu Usri Edom Dummy. And therefore, according to Rav Asi, the halacha should be that once you have done an act in front of Edom, that is implicit in that act that you want to be repaid in front of Edom. Uktani Potter, and yet we said that we believe the Loivani's Potter. So as we turn to the Mem Aleph Amabeis, to Yuftu the Rav Asi, this will be a kasha on Rav Asi. Because according to Rav Asi, since the Hoidor was made in front of Edom, that's tantamount to the Halvor being made in front of Edom, and we have Halacha, according to Rav Asi, Mavus Chaver Be'edom, Tzorech Lefar Be'edom, and he just gave it to him. He didn't give it to him in front of Edom, so he shouldn't be believed, and if there were no Edom there, he should have to repay. Why is it in Potter? It should be Chayev, according to Rav Asi. Amloch Rav Asi, so Rav Asi will give a Teretz. Ano ki Amri, Hechet Mikor Uspe Be'edom. The loyal the day hemna. When did I say my halacha? That's only if the at the time of the loan you wanted to make a jump. You wanted to make an equation between Eide Hoido and Eide Alvo. No. I there's a distinction. I said my halacha mavis chaver be'edim, hamalvis chaver be'edim, tzorch lefer be'edim. Because I showed that I don't trust you. The loyalty day hemne. That's why I made the initial loan in front of Edom. If I don't trust you, then implicit in that is I don't trust you when you pay either. You have to do it in front of Edom. However, over your hacha, when the loan was made not in front of Edom, it's only the hoidah was made in front of Edom. So if the loan was made not in front of Edom, hacha ha hemne. I showed by that I do trust you. Later on, I brought Edom that you shouldn't be able to say that you were joking around by the Hoidah. But I trust you. I wanted to take away your excuse that you were joking around. But normally, if I lend you money, I don't even need Edom because I trust you. If so, it's not implicit that I want you to pay in front of Edom. There, Rav Asi says, I agree that he will be believed to say, I paid you. He'll be a kaifer akol, he'll be potter, he'll only be chayv shu hasses, he won't have to repay. Rav Yosef Masni Hachi. We had one version of the machloikis between Rav Asi and Shmuel on Amid Aleph. Rav Yosef learns the machloikis a different way. In Amid Aleph, we had the machloikis, even if it wasn't expressed Feirish specifically at the time of the loan that I want you to repay it, even if it's implicit in his act. Hamalves chaver beidim. However, Rabbi Yosi Masni Achi, the machlok is in a different case. Am reviewed Am Ravasi. Hamalves chaver beidim. Ain itzarch lefer beidim. According to this version of the machlokes, Ravasi and Shmuel, Ravasi also admits that if it's only implicit in the act that he did at the beginning of the avah, we will say that ain itzarch lefer beidim. He does not have to repay him with beidim. But when does Ravasi say that he must repay him with beidim? That's him Omar. Al Tifriani, El Be'edim, if he said to him, don't pay me only with Edom, he spoke it out at the time of Dalvor Beferish, don't pay me only with Edom, Sarkle for Be'edim, then he must pay him with Edom. In fact, the halacha is that even if he doesn't speak it out at the time, but he speaks it out later, if they are both agreeing to this arrangement, then he must pay him with Edom. However, ki amrita kamedi Shmuel, when Rav Asi said this halach in front of Shmuel, Amrli, Shmuel responded, Yachalai malai praticha b'nei ploini uploini, v'holcholem lemdina seyam. Here is where Shmuel said that the loiva is believed to say, I paid you in front of so-and-so, they went to the Medina seyam. Now here, Rajbo, going with the Rajbo Shita, that in Amid Aleph we said that Shmuel would hold that you could even say I paid you privately with a migui, that he could have said I paid you in front of Edom and they went to the Medina and said, yep. However, here the Rajba learns in a case where he said beferish, he expressed it in clearly that I want to pay it in front of Edom, there he's only believed according to Shmuel if he tells the Malva, I did pay you in front of Edom, so-and-so, who went to the Medina Siyam. We will not believe him to say I did it in private with a migui, because here it was stated clearly that it must be, It's not just implicit in his actions, but it's expressed clearly. Therefore, we don't believe him with a mikvah. We will only believe him if he says, I gave it to so-and-so. They went to him and said, if he says, I gave it to so-and-so and they died, we also won't believe him. According to the Rajba, it's only if he says they went to the Minasiyam. And these are the names of those people. And therefore, at any moment, those people, the Adam, could show up and tell me that I was lying. And then that's the case where Shmuel agrees that he is believed to say that I paid in front of Pliny. Pliny, they're not here right now. They went to the Minasiyam. To none. We learned in our Mishnah, Manali Biyatra, Amr Lehein, yes. You lent me $1,000. I have $1,000 of yours. Amr loy. And then he said it. And this wasn't at the time of the loan. This was after the loan. Amr loy al titnu li ela bifnei edim. Only give it back to me in front of edim. Lemachar the next day. Amr loy titnu li. Give it to me. And he answers him, nasati ivloch. I gave it to you. Chayiv. Here the Mishnah says that he is chayiv. And the Mishnah adds, Mimnei shetzorach litn loy be'edim. He has to give it to Edim, and he apparently has no proof that he gave it to him in front of Edim. So, Tiyufta de Shmuel, this is a kashan Shmuel. According to Shmuel, he should be believed to say that I gave it to Pliny. Pliny went to the Medina Sayyam. And here we see that he's not believed. And the din is, he's chayiv to pay back. Now, really, we could deflect this kashan Shmuel by saying that when he said nasativ loch, he meant, I gave it to you privately. And that we said before, that a Shmuel, in this case where he expressed it clearly, I want you to pay the loan in front of Adam, he's not believed to say, I paid it to you privately. That could have been a teretz on this kasha. However, the makshin is asking his question from the next phrase. Mipnei shetzorech litn loy be'edim. What does the Mishnah want to add with those words? The Mishnah wants to add that even if he claims, I gave it to you in front of Edom who went to the Medina Sayyam, that's not good enough because you have to prove that you gave it in front of those Edom. I want those Edom in front of me. As long as you haven't brought the Edom in front of me to testify that they saw the repayment of the loan, you will be chayv. That's the tiyufta on Shmuel. Shmuel says, I don't have to produce the Edom. I am believed to say I paid in front of the Edom and they went to the Medina and say, yum. On that, the Makshin is asking, it's not Makshin like that from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying they should circle it like Edom, meaning that you have to produce those Edom. And if you don't produce them, you're chayv. Tiyufta to Shmuel. Amalok Shmuel. Shmuel will answer, you're right. From that Mishnah would seem to be not like me. But I have a different Tan on my side. Tanoi. The son you learned in the Braisa. There's a Machlokes Tanoi. Be'edim, Elvisich, I lent you the money in front of Edom. Be'edim, Parli, I want you to pay it to me in front of Edom. So the Gemara in the Havamina is thinking that this deal, this agreement, was made at the time of the loan, and it was expressed clearly that I want to pay it in front of Edom. The case that we are dealing with in our sugya right now. So the halacha is, O Yitain, or Yavi Raya Shanasan. Either he has to pay it, or he has to bring Edim. He has to bring a proof that he paid it in front of Edim. Rabbi Yudah ben Maaseiah Raimer, he disagrees. Yochel Loimerlei, he could say what Shmuel said. Peratich b'tnei Pliny Pliny v'Halchalam l'din Yisayam. I paid it in front of Reuven and Shimon, so and so, and they went to the Medina Yisayam. So I hold like Rabbi Yudah ben Maaseiah, and even if it was said clearly, I have a right to say that they went to the Medina Siyam. Paruch Rav Acha, Rav Acha asked a question on this answer that Shmuel is going to hold like a Yudah ben Maaseiah. Mimai de Bishas Havoyikai. How do you know that this Machlokes Yudah ben Maaseiah in the Tanna Kamma is speaking about when he said, Be'edim Ilvisicha, Be'edim Parli is speaking that this took place at the time of the loan. Dilma Bishas Tviyakai. This whole b'raisa, the Machlokes Rav Yudah ben Maaseiah and the Tanna Kamma is speaking about at the time of the claim that the Malva made in front of Beis Din against the Loiva. It was, the Malva himself says, I agree, I didn't speak this out clearly at the time of the loan. Rather, v'hachi kamerlei. This is what the Malva is saying to the Loiva in front of Beis Din at the time of the claim, at the time of the tefillah. Lav be'edim el visicha. You remember, didn't I lend you the money in front of Adam? Yes, you lent me the money in front of Adam. You didn't say anything, but that shows I didn't trust you. Be'edim ho'yelach lo'froini. You should have understood that I want you to pay me only with Adam. So this was not spoken out at the time of the loan. It was just something that the Malva was bringing up in front of Bezdin, that it was implicit in his actions. And that's the case where Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that we trust the loiva to say, yes, I fulfilled your condition, and I paid it in front of Reuven and Shimon, who have gone to the Medina Sayyam. Avol b'shas havoah. But if it would be a case where they spoke this agreement out at the time of the loan, there could be the Rakal Chayiv. There even Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira would be muttered to the Tanakama that you're not believed to say that the Adam went to the Medina Sayyam. Either pay up or bring the Adam here and let the Adam testify that you paid in front of them. And if you don't produce the Adam, you're chayv to pay to the Malva. Maybe even Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is moida. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is speaking about a different case. He's speaking about where it was only implicit, but it wasn't expressed clearly at the time of the loan. If it was expressed at the time of the loan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira would be moida to Ravasi against Shmuel. So he is trying to deflect the teretz that Shmuel is giving. Now, what is the halacha in all of these cases? And the Gemara now is going to tell us there are different views. In fact, in Rava itself, there's a machlokas. Amar Rapapi Mishmei de Rava. Rapapi says the name of Rava Hilchas that halacha is. Hamal v'zchaver beidim tzarech lefar beidim. Must pay it, even if he didn't say it. Just by doing an action of lending the money in front of Adam, it's implicit that you must pay me back in front of Adam. I don't trust you. Rapapa Mishmei de Rava. Rapapa in the name of Rava Amar Hamal v'zchaver beidim. Ain't sorch lefor be'edim, but v'im amar al tifrani el be'edim, which was the way we were learning in the ikad di amri, the second way that we had here on Amid Beis. If he spoke it out, v'im amar al tifrani el be'edim, then the halacha is sorch lefor be'edim. But v'im amar le'praticha p'nei plainu plainu v'hochlam adina sayam. Nemon, he is Nemon. We are paskening like Shmuel, that he is Nemon, even where it was spoken out beferish, that you must pay me from Adam. I'm Nemon. I can't say they died, but I could say I tell you their names. I know that they're alive in Dinas Yam. They could be coming back at any time. And therefore, if I still say that I paid in front of them, but they are away, I can't produce them right now. I am believed according to the Hilchas, I do not have to pay you again if I claim that I paid you in front of those Adam. And now the Gemara is going to give various stories that happened, which are negeya to these dinim. And the Gemara starts with a mnemonic, Simon, Reuven v'Shimon d'tana hilchasa, Reuven and Shimon who learned halachais. And all of these words are going to be found in the following cases. Each word represents, or each group of words represents different cases in the following Gemara. Yaspiu para plainu plaini. They borrowed and he paid so and so and so and so. Aftzi are gallow nuts. Satroi is a side obligation. Behemenusa kevetre, they are believed like two Adam. And now the Gemara is going to explain the first mnemonic of Reuven v'Shimon. Ahudom le'lechavri, somebody said to his friend, ki paratin, when you pay me, paratin li'ba'api Reuven v'Shimon. You have to pay me not in front of any two Adam, specifically in front of Reuven v'Shimon. Ozer l'par ba'api trei mi'alma. He paid in front of two Adam, Levi and Yehuda, and not Reuven and Shimon. And the Malva says to Bezdin, they're Ede Sheker. I want the Reuven and Shimon. I knew their valid Adam. The Adam that he paid in front of, he claims that he paid in front of, I say they're Ede Sheker. He never paid me. Amar Abaya, the Malva loses the case. Babi Betray Amalei, he told him to pay in front of two Adam. Babi Betray Parei. He paid him in front of two Adam. These Adam are Naman for any testimony. He can't say they're Ede Sheker. And therefore, we consider it that he fulfilled it, even though he didn't fulfill Reuven and Shimon. Amalei Rava disagrees. Lahachi Amalei Ba'apir Reuven v'Shimon. Why did the Malva specify specifically that it should be done in front of Reuven and Shimon? Kehechad Olay Netchai. I don't want you to be able to push me off and say, oh, I did it in front of Levi and Yehuda. They're not available. They're in Medina Siyam. That's specifically why I said Reuven and Shimon. I knew Reuven and Shimon would be available. I knew I'd be able to bring those Edom in front of Beis Din. And that's why I don't want any other Edom. I want Bedafka, Reuven and Shimon. A second case. And now this will be the case of the Tanu Hilchasa in the mnemonic. I want you to pay me in front of two Edim who know halachas, who are melamdim of Mishnayis. Hilchasa refers to Mishnayis. Ozul pare bein delay le delay. Not only didn't he pay him back in front of two Edim who know, who teach Mishnayis, he didn't do it in front of Edim at all. He did it privately. So the, an oinus happened to the money. It was stolen. It was lost. And the malva came in front of Rav Nachman. In, yes. Kibuli kibaltinu mine. I did receive the money. However, it was not in front of Edom. So I took it derech pikadon. I took it as a something to watch. He had given me money that I should be a shomer. Rashi says, what kind of shomer? Shomer chinam. A shomer chinam is potter for gneiv aved. He's only chai for pshia. And it, there was no pshia here. It was definitely an oinus. It was a gneiv of aveda. Vamina, I said, lahevi gaboi pekodin. It should remain a pekodin by me. Ad the misrami betray the tani hilchasa. Until we'll get two edim who our melamdim of Mishnayis will be able to fulfill the tnai that I stipulated how the repayment would take place. And I have a right to make such a stipulation. And umakayim tonight, the tonight will become a kuyim. And then the pekodin will turn into a priyas balchoiv. Then it will become a repayment. But as long as I didn't have those edim who know Mishnayis, who teach Mishnayis, I didn't accept it as a repayment. I accepted it as a pekodin, as a shomer chinam. I'm potter of gnei aveda. He still owes me the money. Amar lei. So, Rav Nachman. Paskin, kivin the komoides, the vari shakaltinu mine, peroin mal yavi. Had you not been moided that you received repayment, then you would be right to say, I never got it repaid. Prove me, do you have Edom? I said I need Edom who are teachers of Mishnayis. No, I don't have Edom, would the loiva would agree. Then Rav Nachman would have paskin that he's chayv to repay him. However, since you, the malvar moided, that you did receive it. So then, as Rashi points out, what you accepted it as a pekodin is a dvorm shebelev, the anim dvorm. That's nothing what you were thinking in your heart. We say, peroy mal yavi. We say that the loiva told you, here, I'm paying you. And you accepted it. And you're mighted that you accepted it. We don't accept what you tell us that you only accepted it as a pekodin. And then the Gemara continues. Rav Nachman told him, "I amrit l'kiyum tonight. If you wanted tonight to be mekuyim, zil I sin to bring the money, doha in front of myself and Rav Sheshes, doha anov Rav Sheshes, this nina hilchas of a safra of a safri v'toysefta v'kula Gemara. We have learned, we teach, we learn all of these parts of Torah." And we are melamdim of Mishnayis. We learn and we teach Mishnayis. So in front of us, you'll be able to fulfill the Tanai. Taisus in Divra Maschal Ho'anah says, B'dichusa ba'almahu, the Kamadolei. This portion of Rab Nachman, of his Psak Din, is a joke. It's a B'dichusa. He was just saying that you want to fulfill the Tanai, so bring the money in front of myself and Rav Sheshes, because we know Mishnayis. We teach Mishnayis. But really, you don't have to fulfill that portion, because the psak of Rav Nachman was that you admit you received it, and if so, we say, if you didn't admit, then you have a tainid that you made a stipulation has to be repaid in front of two Edom who teach Mishnayis. But you admit that you got repaid. Once you got repaid, you have no right to say that you accepted it as a pekodin, and therefore, if something happened to the money, it's your problem because you have received it as a repayment of the loan, and if there's a loss, it's your loss, and we can't go to the loiva that he should have to pay again.